I have something very, very, very important to share. First ever share. Point Krishna is the nearest. You will be surprised. And then I will just give you a personal reflection about the festival, which I feel is something good to say in parting as we leave this place now. I'm a little, the voice is just exhausted. There's, by Krishna's mercy, no illness or so. Can you hear me, or do I have to press that special button? Good, you can hear. Good. We can have just short, deep Jairam. Jairam. Madhava Kunyavi Jire Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adi Gopi Jana Valla Thank you. Har kisna hai Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everybody
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, I will not give a formal Bhagavatam class, but the Bhagavatam will be included. Please let us offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and through this to our glorious Parampara. Namo Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachayine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Astacharye Satane Jai Sri Krishna Jai
devotees, perhaps 20 years ago, one of my good friends in Krishna consciousness, His Grace Puriji Mahaprabhu, said to me, Sachinanda Swami, we need to do something to help our devotees go deeper. And I said, that's a highly individual affair, and each one has to do that on their own. And he said, yes, but we should give them an inspiration, an impetus. Why don't we invite them to one of the holiest places on this earth where the Lord is manifested, Sakshat Bhagavan, we say, in the valley of Giriraj Govardhan. So we started to give these Govardhan retreats and very carefully approached the subject matter of talking more about Krishna, being more conscious of Krishna. Soon devotees in a special situation picked up on this. But what was the special situation of the devotees? They were dying. You know, devotees with terminal cancer and these things, they started to listen to the recordings. And I remember one time a dying devotee was carried there, or brought there, and we arranged a mattress under a tree, and the devotee was already so weak. I was lying on the mattress and listening to their talks. And 2 weeks later, she left her body surrounded by devotees in her bed in the MVT room. So, also, we heard our God brothers, remember Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, listen to the recordings, because they felt in that special atmosphere it was something came through to the words. My dear devotees, notes are not music. Words are not yet Krishna conscious or bhakti, but words can carry bhakti and notes can carry. Can we music? It is right, I don't know. Do we say notes carrying? You know what I want to express. No? They give a hint towards music, I would say. No, notes give a hint towards music. Words give a hint towards truth. But you have to discover it yourself. So, yes. So, then, about 2 years, so it was going on. And not only dying devotees, but sometimes the big audience, we have to close the registration because it's just it's not possible to provide rooms and nourishing prasadam for when we've reached a certain limit, for us at least. So it was going on. And then 3 years ago, I said to Gurujan, I think this is not working. By then, the retreats were very well visited. A retreat center had been built. I felt we are just giving lecture after lecture after lecture after lecture. Bang, 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 bang. Where is the idea of a retreat where someone takes information, brings it into a space where they are alone and processes it and relates to Krishna during this time? And then we discussed about it, and Bhujan Prabhu, who was a teacher, crafted a very interesting concept out of it and a practice. He called it Alone with Krishna. What this is we come, you know, you leave, you know, you come to Govardhan, you go down the path in the forest, and then you go to your right and find your spot under a tree, and you have some retreat kit with you. A kit means, you know, something in a folder, and there are pictures. There's a cloth where you can make your own altar and pictures, and there are incense and matches so that you can offer an aratik, and then there are prompts, and then there is nothing. No talks, mobile telephones are switched off. And you are alone. Monam means silence. No one is speaking. And in that time, remember, it was not just alone, it was alone with, you know, already, with Krishna, yes. And then you need to relate to Krishna. Some can do free writing. That's a method to contact the subconscious mind, you know, and bring out the deeper things that are buried there. And others, this is what I do, they can chant japa. Others think bhakta, think bhajans. Others just talk to Krishna, yes, in the mind. And as they are filling this space along with Krishna, this place, this space of being silent and being by themselves, so to say, they learn this important core principles of bhakti, that is to relate to Krishna. As you have heard many times, bhakti is not about what others do or not do. Bhakti is what you do in relationship to Krishna. And sometimes there is something awakens. I have been weeks, days ago, things go so quick. I talked to one of the, there was a couple of yoga teachers, not you and Andre, but the other couple, and I asked them what, and they came, you see, not a couple, but the man had to work, the lady came. And I, for the first time in Giriraj, dream, and I said, what's the best thing for you? And she said, a very nice person, the coach who coaches the CEO of the Bosch company, Bosch in Germany. Every second refrigerator is from Bosch, you know. So there's a very, you know, she can think, she has to think. So she said, you know, I really became convinced of Krishna and Krishna consciousness in the Alone with Krishna sessions. And she's there. And another person said, you know, in the beginning it was a little uncomfortable for me because I just have not learned to relate to Krishna. Now there was nothing else than this, and I didn't know how to do this. You threw me in the deep end. What this means is, a big swimming pool has two ends. One is where you go in and then you walk. It gets deeper, 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 deeper. That's the, I don't know if there's a word, but I call it the flat end. Then there is the deep end, that's the other side. And there you have no ground under your feet when you are jumping in the water. It's very deep. So you threw us in the deep end. And they said, we always say that is the intention of this, because this is how you learn swimming. When you have heard about swimming courses or have taken swimming classes, you cannot learn by hearing the words of the instructor. Do you know this? You learn swimming by swimming. You learn bhakti by executing the processes of bhakti. So at one point you must relate to Krishna. Most of you do this when they are really in high trouble. You know, when their life crashes down. Divorce, or death of a child, or election of the new American president, you know, or whatever. A little joking. You do this, but you know, this is something which we want to do every day in our lives. We don't want to turn to the Lord only when we are in trouble. We want to always turn to the Lord, because in one way we are always in trouble. We are here in this world, not in our original real life. You know, we are the soul in the body, and we are busy only to maintain something that we have to give up sooner or later. We are working, we are building sand castles on the ocean, knowing well that the incoming tide will soon take away all our sand castles. We know it, but by a psychological process called repression or suppression. I'm not yet 100% sure which is one. So by you just, this is called avidya. You invest in the temporary, thinking it to be the real stuff, and you forget the real thing. So we are always in trouble in that, and from that perspective, So we found out that the devotees who were engaging in this Alone with Krishna project, I mean, there was, you know, first we spread out in the whole forest, but then one morning we heard, ah! So what is this? Ah! It was one of our members who had to run away from a snake. Hare Krishna! this is going on. I said to the person, don't fear snakes. The Lord has said, anyone who worships him at Govana is protected from snakes. We never heard of a snake bite in all these years. But then we understood from our Western audience has to be a little carefully treated. So we had an area and we have now a man with a stick, a snake guard is there. But we have not made it so public because we fear no one will come to the Govardhan retreats when they know. Now it's absolutely safe. Absolutely safe. I swear by my woolen jacket. Yeah, you may say the woolen jacket is not very important to you. But anyways, Hare Krishna. So, in this time, when we turn to Krishna, a grave doubt raises its head. What if I turn to Krishna and he is not there? Either he is a religious belief only, or he is so distant that he does not interfere, or let us say, does not come to this material plane. Do you know of this doubt in a personal way? You know? Yes. Philo? Ist manchmal auch da der Zweifel? What if no one is there when I turn to him? Or at least he may be there, but he does not respond and reciprocate because I'm so full. Do you, have you, by now, is everyone understanding what we are? This is a doubt that is absolutely natural. But if this doubt is not cleared on an individual process, we just will not take the process of bhakti so serious. How can you make a phone call and you know there is no one there on the other side, or he will not pick up. After some time of trying, you will put the phone for a mobile telephone to the side that it might be maybe thrown in the river. You know, work. So I would like to address this point. I would like to address it from two points of views, the psychological and the Krishna conscious view, but I don't have time for the... There's a psychologist who spoke of the close and the distant God, thought it was a good point. Here I want to just go from the Bhagavatam point. There is someone who had great faith that Krishna is there in the Bhagavatam. His name is Prahlad Maharaj. You know at his hour of, when he was threatened by his own father with a sharp sword, the father asked one last question. If there is a God who protects you, let him protect you now. Where is he? And Prahlad said, everywhere. He had so much faith. Well, why not be concrete? Is he there in the pillar? Of course, said Prahlad. And the Lord appeared from the pillar. So this faith that the Lord is there is important. And Prahlad wanted to give his own faith to his friends in school. You know, they played, they were friends, and he thought, let me give them the best thing I have. So in the Bhagavatam, he says, Koti Prayaso Surobalakarya. Oh, my friends, son of the Asuras. Upasane Svekriti Chitravatsata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Super Soul, all this exists within the core of the heart. It means that the middle or the inner part of the heart of all living entities. And then what is he? Is he just there? Does any relationship he has with the living entities? Yes. Yes, says Bala. Indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is absolutely no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Or we could say, why are they so addicted to build their sandcastles at the beach of the ocean of time, you know? Why? He's here, the Lord. He's the well-wisher and friend. There's no difficulty in worshipping him. And in the purport, Prabhupada gives an analogy of the Lord. I think I said it before. He compares Krishna with the sky, who's everywhere. Can you see the sky everywhere? The air, can you see? No, no, of course not, unless there is incense and then a breeze comes in. You see there's something moving, the smoke, but now we cannot see the air. But still we can touch the sky. If you do, don't need to do it. You do like this, you know, there's something there. The sense of touch immediately picks up the vibration. This is a little cool air, I would say. Let me now use my intellect. It's a little bit used up, but not fully used up. I can breathe in. Yeah, it doesn't have so much oxygen. Maybe 80% of what is good. You know, I can perceive the air through certain methods. In the same way, the invisible Lord can be perceived through the processes of devotional service. Our Srila Prabhupada says, as soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee can come immediately in touch with the Lord by any of these items of devotional service. And then he says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sagyam Bhag. Madhajana, the cold air immediately. But we have to put from time to time air. I'm sorry. When your voice is so exhausted, a little cold air, bang, it's gone. Therefore, we need something instead of air conditioning, you know. It's not healthy for the voice. Good, anyways, no problem. So, the Mundaka Upanishad. God. One moment, there's Ricolo, whatever this is. Yeah, has to go to the vocal cords. Good. The Mundaka Upanishad says, Sayujyo Sakayo, the Lord is the friend of the living entity. My dear devotees, it's easy to contact him. Prahlad says, he can be compared to the sky, which although he is so vast, he's in the reach of all. And Prabhupada says that the Lord is friendly to all living entities. That means he remains within the heart, so that one can always contact him without difficulty. Koti prayasha. Prayasha means tremendous difficulty. No, without difficulty you can reach him. As soon as you hear about the Lord Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Krishna. The gopis also say, Krishna, you are the dearmost friend of all embodied souls. That means, Tanubritam means those who have taken a body. It's you and me. You are their most intimate relative and indeed their very self. There is a Vedic saying, it says, if you have a relative, you don't need to care about your food, your dress, and your medicine. You can always get it from your relative. So in this way, Krishna will always supply your needs. That's why the gopis say, you're the relative. Relative. Nahe, I nahe phamanta. So, and Prabhupada said he is the well-wisher. Listen how Krishna is the well-wisher according to this Bhagavatam perspective. He says, I want to speak now about my heart, Krishna says, how I feel love and gratitude. He says, others may be grateful for gifts that have already been given, but I'm grateful for gifts that will be given in the future. And I reciprocate with these gifts even before they are given. Is this possible? Yes, it is possible. I want to give you a personal example. I have this problem. I have two glasses, one to read, and the other is in there for darshan, for distance. And now the devotees from Neuruppin have decided to give me a birthday present where these glasses are in one. They are modern glasses. When you look like a little up, you can see in the distance. When you look down, you can see what is on the pages. Because they have seen me, I always see what is which glass I now need, you know, and where are they, and so on. So this will be given in the future. Now I still have to go to India with two glasses, and I will have to look and make everyone. Can you wear my glasses? What glasses? Distance darshan glasses. Where are my reading glasses? And so now this will be solved. But it is solved in the future. And of course I'm unlimitedly grateful to the devotees. So Krishna is much, much more like this. He will know, now my devotees are still a little bit covered, and they only turn to me when they are in difficulty. But they will purify themselves as long as they practice Shravanam, Kirtanam, and all these processes. And I'm already investing into them. I'm grateful for them. I'm already there. And I think many of us have experienced during the festival a certain lightness. Yes, it was physically, I think, demanding for some of us. Mentally also, the program was quite dense. You know, there was not so much time. But many of us have experienced a lightness in the heart, and that was given by the Lord. You know, that is from the Lord. Who has appeared kindly. So My dear devotees, I feel that many of you have become brainwashed by material society and by some not so careful presenters of the Bhagavatam teachings to think that Krishna is too high. This is too high. This is not for me. I cannot hear about these things. That's forbidden. You know, and only very occasionally you break this rule that Krishna is too far for you and you turn to him. But if you could understand these statements from the scriptures, which are not speculations, they are eternal truth, and align your life, ausrichten in German, or arrange your life in such a way that you are building on this fact, I think everything would look different. I'm always saying to the devotees, what if Krishna is really there for you? What would that, you know, he can do everything. Everything can take care of every aspect of your conditional needs and your eternal needs. He's there. And you can turn to him. Isn't it when we know there's someone very wealthy and he's friendly towards us, we stop to worry because we can always we need a little dough, you know, in the hands, you know. You know, we don't worry. Oh, I remember once, that was so endearing. We were driving with a car through the back roads of Giriraj, and we have a few friends, and one is Ram Krishnan, who is a heart of, he's a bridge basi. So we were driving very fast. I was too late. I needed to come to a lecture. And in the midst of it, it was dusk time, also Abenddämmerung. We couldn't see so clearly. And I was just in my notes and said, Ram Krishna, jaldi, jaldi, jaldi. You know, fast, Hanuman style driving. You know, Ambition, tike, tike, Maharaj. You know, all of a sudden he hits the brakes. And there are three children playing on the road with a bottle of Bisleri water, totally absorbed in play. And Ramakrishna goes, Bacha. Bacha means children. And we are looking. They're having a good time. And they look, the car is there. They're playing, you know. This is more important for them at this moment. And then Ramakrishna, in his English, it's a Brijbasi English, he says, I can't say it like he. He said, children, no worry. The children have no worry because they know parent is watching. The parents are there and they're watching over everything. And then he says, you know, like the Brijbasis, we Brijbasi also no chinta. Chinta means anxiety. We have no anxiety because we know Krishna is watching over us. Beautiful, no? Beautiful. And then he gets out of the car and he says, hey! You know, that's how they deal with each other. And children. And then the children go, and he dives by and goes. You know, it's a different culture, different. This is a sign of love. Then if Brijbasi has accepted you, he will give you a slap, you know. But you feel it's love when they do. So yes, so Krishna is there all the time. He's there in the heart. We are like two birds in the heart, the jiva and so on. And jiva and Krishna is watching. He's a close God. And he can be reached by certain processes. Yes, he is invisible for our eyes, but there are processes in which he appears. He says to the gopis, Shravanat Dashanam Dashanat Dhyayan, transcendental, so by love you can see him, and this transcendental love for me arises by the devotional processes of hearing about me. You hear a lot about me, seeing my deity form, meditating about me, dhyayan, meditating, and faithfully chanting my glories. I see Gaurahari takes a note. This is in 10:29:27. Actually, he says this to the wives of the brahmanas. If you want to see me, you need love in your heart, the eyes of love. And this comes by the devotional process of hearing Krishna Katha, looking at the deity of Krishna, meditating about Krishna, like we have carefully and slowly presented yesterday, and faithfully chanting my glories. This is how. But by hearing about Krishna, it's almost like hearing about a wonderful person and thinking, I would love to meet him. And then, as you hear more, you think about this person. And then finally, when you have heard about Krishna and thought about Krishna, you think sankalpa. You get a sankalpa, that means I must pursue this. I must come to Krishna. This is most important. These are the processes of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Have you understood? The Lord is close. He is distant, not distant. But you need to see that somehow you develop your relationship by him. He will only show himself when you love him. And that has to be arisen by the bhakti processes by which you first think he is interesting, Krishna is interesting, then you start to think about him, then you decide, now my life goes in this direction. Seriously, this is what is the... I want to say something now personally. I will put the notes to rest. My devotees, my dear devotees, change is possible in every situation. Change is possible. The desired change is possible. I was thinking about the festival, and for me, really, what I carry with me is this bed. I will never use it most probably, because ergonomically, for the spine, when you're elderly, it's maybe not the ideal thing, because you will lie like this. Uh, And those who are older, they have to, elder, they have to think of health things. But still, I will carry this bed with me, perhaps for the rest of my life, because it is an expression for something. Can you imagine it was, this was ordered in Vrindavan, this is bamboo and so on. Then it was, I heard it is a custom-made bed. In other words, usually these things, you know where you rest, this, is now plastic. Vrindavan has not heard about the harmfulness of microplastic. They think it is more interesting than natural fibers, you know, because it's more modern, you know. No, this is the natural thing. Do you know, Krishna Murari, from what they make these things, these robes? That's like jute or hemp plant, yes, something like, I would also say like this is a plant from which the robe is made. And it was somehow disassembled and then it was brought together here. And the whole festival for me is like this. Elements were taken, like images of Vrinda Devi were taken, incense was taken, poesy was the poesy? Yes, in the song which we heard, poesy was taken, words were taken, kirtans were made, clownery was there for village entertainment, and everything. These are all elements from this world, but they were brought together with an ingredient that can be only found in the heart, that is affection or love. You wanted to make a wonderful festival, Nityananda Trayodasi, and a wonderful birthday festival. And you know that unfortunately I get quickly bored, and you need to do something that I have still a little child in me. Affection brought all these elements together. Can you perhaps live in your life a life where you bring to all the things which you do affection, enthusiasm, spirit? If you please, after this festival, make a walk alone, and alone with Krishna, and think, is this something I can take from here? I have my affection bed, I take that with me in my memory. Is there something that can bring all the elements of my life, which are there, you know, my partnerships, many of you are married, I understand, my work perhaps, my sadhana, my worship, you know, all these elements in their life, in your life, can it be brought together through affection? If it can, you will have you will take the spirit of the festival with you, and your life will turn into a festival. I had to go through the tough school in my life. I came into a movement that was not, because it was very young and very there was no security in any place, you know. And we did things without experience, without knowledge, without any money. We had no money, you know. Our life was unthinkable by modern terms. You know, we rented an apartment without having money, and often we were 3 months late, and then, boom, some envelope was in the briefkasten, how do you say, mailbox, with the required Lakshmi, all the time. I have seen many times, several times I was in hospital, and doctor said, yeah, you live like, you might die. We can only help so much. You are so weak from your crazy life style, you know. I said, but I like it. That's not an argument, said the doctors. So I had to go through the tough school in life, and what life has taught me, there was all this, you know, we traveled for so many years. We didn't know where we would spend the night, you know. Often it was in the kitchen of some hippies which we cared and which we shared with four cats and their young children, you know, and it was dirty. There was loud music and the smell of whatever they smoke, you know. And then the next day we at the university, we have to talk as if we know something, you know, and so on. It was a very, very adventurous, unpredictable life. And I had to learn one thing, is where do I have some security? Where do I have some where can I rest my soul? And I learned, you know, I always try to chant as good as I can. It's not very good because I have a very, very creative mind. Gohari can tell you, you know. But I have understood this one thing. I need an eye in the storm. This is an expression which means there is a storm, whirlwind, but there's one place in the middle which is peaceful, and they call this the eye of the storm. I need a place which is peaceful, where my heart, my mind, and my intelligence and everything can find rest. And it has become, by Prabhupada's grace, my relationship with Krishna. And I had to overcome the idea he is a distant God. I had to overcome it. First it was unconscious, and now it is, now I, you know, as a, now I needed to find, is it in the scriptures, or is this just my fanciful imagination? Is it just Prabhupada say about this, because I'm his disciple, and spiritual matters, I depend entirely on him and his vision. So, and now, and I can say now, as a so-called old man, I'm only 40 years old, really, but so-called in the world, they call me older and an old man. They're so wrong. I can really say that resting point where the intelligence, the mind, which often produces anxieties, what will be in the future with me and this and that, that is Krishna. And I encourage you to leave, when you leave this festival, to take this with you and to think about this, digest it. How can I increase my relationship with Krishna? Hare Krishna. Finished! I have said what I wanted to say. What do you think? That is difficult. Am I supposed to say something? Here, turn to your neighbor. This is the easiest way to do it. And Gita, you have neighbors, yes. Yes. please find a neighbor you feel confident to talk to. You can also go by the three, you know. It's a Neva, you have found your neighbor? Gaurahari, wow. Deepak, you have found your neighbor? Yes, good. I will go with Gadadha. Gadadha, wir haben hier einen tollen Sitzplatz.
Da kann man sich so draufsetzen. Also hier würde ich vorstellen. Oder so, ich würde mich vorstellen, weil der Anstand singt von
mir. Ich schaff's ja schon. Also, warte mal, ich muss jetzt den jungen Leuten sagen, was sie tun sollen. Und dann machen wir das etwas Ähnliches. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, thank you. I see you are enthusiastic to share. Now, what do we have to share? You are laughing, but yes, no. So, please, and please do it. First of all, I would say two questions. What was your highlight of the fair? No, then you forget the lecture. So let's first start with the lecture. What do you think about this idea of a close God? Close means near, you know, not far away, who is a well-wisher and to whom you can turn through the processes of bhakti. This you need to share, and then I will give you a ring for the second sharing, which will be very pleasant. And we will do this brief. So, what do I think about this idea of a close God to whom I can turn because he's my well-wisher? Please share with your neighbor. I'm going to go to the next one. it's very nice to see you from here. You were really sharing and discussing. Now, at the end, we will just have a two-minute thing. You really have to be attentive and shoot your answer. What was my personal highlight during the festival of Nityananda Trayodasi? Start now.
Ja, ja. Und wie geht das alles? Danke, Arme.
Hare Krishna. What remains to be said is thank you, thank you, thank you. You created a festival in which I could really grow in some ways, because there was always the theme Vrindavan, and Vrindavan is an unlimited theme in which you can grow into more and more. But for me, the most important thing is this affection, you know. But in the Kali Yuga, we can just have a little kindness, affection, something like appreciation, love is a big word, and it's a little vague also. So maybe affection, appreciation, kindness, humanness also. Humanness, I mean with this word, the ability or willingness to look over the mistakes which come with life, you know. A person who has some humanness, it's not just living in the world of correct, but in our kindness. Oh yes, oh, the magician made a mistake, you know, no problem, we love anyways, you know, and so on. This is another, I would say, transrational dimension in which we as human beings can be humans and feel well and look towards the transcendental world with outstress. So I wish you all the best. I have seen some of our devotees needed to quickly leave because of obligations. So I will end here. I will not take questions. You have all discussed amongst yourself and have answered your own questions together. Hopefully. Good. I must say, as I say every day, you have all written letters to me with wonderful content. I had the chance to read a few of the letters yesterday before going to bed. And I will not be able to answer all the letters because my life has become so busy. But I will look at the content of the letter and write one letter of reflection for the festival, but I will also summarize some of the important messages which I wanted to give you during the festival, and that will be available in the disciple WhatsApp group. Is it WhatsApp group or? Yeah. Or we have both emails and everything. What do we have? What? Email and WhatsApp. Yes, it will be available for you. This is how I try to reciprocate. Thank you also. I looked a little on the gifts yesterday, but I was not knowing where my room was. I was so tired. When I was in the room, I didn't know where the bed was. Little tired. So yes, I thank you. I've seen already some. I will look at the others when I return from India. And let's stay connected in some ways. I will be in Europe when I return to India. Something I can really recommend, but I don't know if they still have places, is the summer camp in the beautiful Alps of Switzerland. It's the Bhakti retreat in Switzerland. If you consider coming there, if it's possible, first you have to Google Bhakti retreat, Bhakti retreat, and then see it. Sorry, if you want, you have to come. Sorry, you have to register to me. God. So now I should be silent. I need a little bit voice. for the voice minutes, which I have to say today. So I have to say. Thank you very much, and Nityananda Rama ki
jai.
Nityananda Rama ki
jai.
Please say
Nityananda Rama ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Have a safe journey, and never come back to your own life. Hare Krishna.